Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition of Biceps and Banter. This is in the series In 5 Minutes or Less, and this is part two in our discussion on injury and rehabilitation. The interview I had scheduled will actually be scheduled for this coming Monday, meaning that podcast will come up the subsequent week. So in the meantime, I thought I'd give you a little bit more information on injury prevention and rehabilitation and certain things that I'm doing. Last week, we discussed why injuries happen, how to prevent them. Now I'm going to dive deep in the real nuts and bolts, how you can take care of your body so that injury doesn't happen in the first place. And if injuries do happen, you'll be able to bounce back rather quickly. There are three main pillars that I'll be looking at: nutrition, rest and recovery, as well as preventative type exercise. For nutrition, I'm avoiding anything inflammatory in nature. The closer something is to its natural form that you'd find in nature, the less inflammatory it is. So the more processed and refined, the more inflammatory. For this, my diet mostly consists of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and meats. As far as rest and recovery, while I'm not in the gym, there's certain things that I'm doing. The main part of your rest and recovery will be focused around sleep. At a minimum, 7 hours of quality sleep is what you need in order to recover and repair your body adequately. There are certain things that I'm doing to optimize my sleep. For instance, typically I try to have my phone off an hour before I go to bed and I don't even look at it anymore. There's also been research to suggest that blue light at night will interrupt with your natural circadian rhythm. To mitigate this, I'm wearing blue blocking light sunglasses. They're typically orange and they block blue light coming into your eyes. And another thing that I'm doing with my sleep is I sleep in complete darkness. So no LED lights, no lights of any kind in the bedroom. And I also have blackout curtains. And finally, for my preventative type exercises that I'm doing, I usually start my upper body training with some kind of warm up. And I also do some shoulder rehab type exercises. Since I started doing this, I've had little to no shoulder problems. And all of my other lifts have benefited because of this. And finally, one other thing that I'm doing on a regular basis is yoga. I try to get to yoga at least 3 times a week or more. I found that it's really helped with my range of motion, which has decreased the likelihood that I'm going to get injured. With yoga, it teaches you how to get deep into your range of motion and flex and contract your muscle into that range of motion. Now, if you're not the type of person that wants to do yoga, no problem. You can do any other active range of motion type exercise at home, even if you pull up something on YouTube, something easy, like 10 to 15 minutes before bed. Some type of functional movement, getting deep into squats, getting deep into lunges, getting in awkward positions, and you can find various videos on YouTube on the subject. A few minutes before bed will have massive benefits in the long run if you're consistent with it. And it sets up almost like a nightly routine. It helps calm your central nervous system and get it ready for some rest and recovery in your sleep. So there you have it. Nutrition, rest and recovery, preventative type exercises that I'm doing to keep my body bulletproof. Coming up next week, like I said, we're going to be doing an interview, diving in deep, all on the topic on biomechanics, injuries, injury prevention, rehabilitation. So stay tuned. That's going to be dropping the following week. In the meantime, keep pushing towards those goals, and I'll talk to you next week.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.